This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. If you want to see who was voted champ of chump, go to niceonetheticket.com. We didn't tell you who's champ. You could check it out there. It was that one I was like, okay, yeah, interesting. The chump surprised me a little bit, and maybe it shouldn't. It was Sheila Ford Hamp, and it was pretty heavy voting yesterday for a variety of people, but she won by a sizable margin. And I'm like, so people don't think, is it that she didn't do it right away and they wanted their pound of flesh? Or they don't think she's going to move on from this regime who has given Detroit so little and almost nothing, really.
Well, I mean, if I was to vote her as chump, it would have been simply because they weren't fired. That would be it. Not, I mean, to chump somebody because you don't think something's going to happen, I think that goes against the whole tenet of champ or chump. It's something that you did or didn't do over the weekend.
Well, it's what she didn't do over the weekend.
So I don't agree with it, but I do understand why people have had enough and they want to change and they want it now.
And I know you guys want to separate her being, you know, her own owner and separate from her parents because she's, you know, she's an individual. But the bottom line is she's still part of that family. It's not like they sold the team to another, like to Dan Gilbert or Jeff Bezos or something.
I think what we do is out of hope that somebody else being in charge, like, you know, I would imagine that you are conducting your life differently than your brother.
Yes.
And that's sort of the hope here. But
we're still under the same family.
Still under the same family name.
Yeah.
But if you guys are given a resource, like a business, do you think you and your brother would run it the same?
No, but there's a good chance we do because we're taught under the same people.
Okay, fair.
And I would understand why people would think that.
I am trying to separate her from everybody else. Trying to.
Yes,
understanding
that
they all learned under the same tutelage of the old man. But the bottom line here is, will I want to wait and see before I bury her? And there's fair to be skeptical. Fair to be skeptical.
And that's, I think, what people are. Very skeptical.
Yeah, well, and that's probably explains all the voting.
Well, but how many times have you heard the story of businesses that are family businesses, and when things get handed over to the next generation, that they change things up and make it better or take it to a whole new dimension?
Or make it worse.
Or make it worse, right. Yeah. But the point is, things do change.
They can change, but that doesn't mean they will, though.
There's people who believe it when they see it.
Then taking the other extreme is that it'll never change, I think, is just as foolish.
I think it's safer to say it would be the same under the same family than it would be changed if you had to pick one or the other.
Yes, but I don't think it's a given.
No.
I don't think it's a given. I'm waiting to see evidence where we can really, really make that call.
If you had to bet your life or bet your mortgage on it, any family business, okay, when they hand it down to the next guy, the son or the daughter, you're going to bet that it's going to remain the same.
I'm going to bet it's most likely to be similar to the way it was, but I would not bet that it will be exactly the same.
No, you don't shoot the boot, but if you had to pick one or the other, you'd bet most likely it's going to remain
similar. It's going to be similar, yes. 248-539-9797. Doug or Gator, do we really think Sheila Ford Hamp is thinking about who coaches the Detroit Lions today? That's from Whitmer.
Yeah, I think it's on her mind. She's the owner of the team. I think it's on her mind that this team sucks. It's in a bad direction right now, and things have to change. Yeah, I do think that.
From Jerry, Sheila Ford Hamp absolutely deserved chump. Everybody wanted both of them cammed after last year, and we have been proven right. She wasted another season. Come on, guys. What benefit is there to keeping Quinn in his role? Wouldn't it be better to fire him and hire his replacement as soon as you can? That's from Gordon at work. Well, I will say this. The next coach should not be named until the next GM is named. So, yes.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Bob Quinn is the problem. It's all his players via draft or free agency and his coach. We need a new GM to make the pick. GM to pick the coach. It's from Larry Lavonia, who literally, I'm sorry, Larry, we stole your thunder before we read your text. You don't need to fire the coach, but the GM can go now. Find a new GM and give him a jump on rebuilding this team. That's from Brian in the D. A new GM will not keep anyone on this coaching roster. The GM and coach need to go at the same time. GM can't fire coach, then get fired weeks later. Quinn will hang on to Patricia until he's fired as well.
You can do things in whatever order you want to do. The bottom line is what fans want, and what I think we all want, is for both the head coach and the general manager not to have their positions with this franchise next year.
Here's an interesting one, and this is kind of what we're implying or what we've actually directly said. I think it'd be crazy to fire him now. Then you have what's happening in Atlanta and lose a better draft pick. Leave him until the end of the year.
Meaning that they're going to keep losing because this is a...
Yes.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's possible. It took an act of God for Atlanta to lose on Sunday. And, of course, that act of God came in the form of Taysom Hill.
Sure did. Just thinking there's a chance Quintricia could be here next season hurts my mental stability. I need them gone now. I don't care if they're playing Thursday or not. That's from an unnamed texter. 248-539-9797. I wonder if you saw this last night, Gator. I will ask you that question at 11:05. Let's go to Paul and Pinckney. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Doug and Gator. How you doing?
What's up?
All right, Paul.
Hey. Just wondering how you think the financial impact of COVID-19 will, impact Sheila's decision. And what I mean by that is, if you have TV money covering the salary cap, this year they haven't sold a ticket, they haven't sold a beer, a hot dog. I wonder if she'll be willing to pay for Quinn and Patricia for two seasons while they also pay for a new GM and head coach. Do you think that has any impact on her decision?
I wouldn't think it does with any owner in the NFL because they're all billionaires, and I think they all recognize this is a short-term issue with COVID-19. And the salary cap for the business of the NFL, that probably goes down a little bit next year, but it'll rebound really quickly. And they'll make their money back, anything they lost. It's not going to take long for that. So being a billionaire, you've got the resources to absorb another hit of whatever would be, $10 million to pay these guys off to not come back for another year. I don't think it matters. Cynics will stay otherwise.
Well, I'm just trying to look up and see
the exact ticket, like the exact revenue that teams will lose, and it's different from team to team. And so far I've only found ticket revenue, and I'm scrolling down to see where the Lions are going to lose $117 million in ticket revenue. Then you start getting, I don't know that this number, let me find out if this number includes what they would likely make in concessions and all that, but give me a minute. I mean, it's a lot of money.
I just think the Ford family itself is, fiscally conservative. I don't know if that's fair or not to say, but I could see this impacting her decision and bringing them back next season. And I know Lions fans would even, hate that thought of that, but I think there's more at play here than losses and competitive.
I actually think it might have played a role in them coming back this year, right? Because there was 3 years left on their contracts. I think it's a lot easier to do when you scratch another year off. But 248-539-9797. Did you see this last night, Detroiters? We'll get to that at 11:05. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. I want to make one thing clear here, Gator. This conversation we're having right now about Sheila Ford Hamp being voted chump of the weekend, I guess the real question is it because she didn't do it and move on right away? Or is it because you don't think she's going to do it at all? That I guess is really the crux of what I find interesting about the discussion, because I am more convinced than ever that she's going to do it, and it's because of the steps backwards with no steps forward, none.
Well, I think the game Sunday really helped to bring that into perspective, because people can say, whispers of people that wanted to have this regime stay, whether it's the guys themselves or if it's people around the organization that whisper in her ear and say, hey, look, COVID. We've got injuries. I mean, look at all the guys we have out. All gets wiped away Sunday when you see an XFL quarterback and a team compete without their MVP caliber running back and other injuries on that team as well, and a team that was reeling in the previous weeks leading up to this game. The Lions got shut out for the first time since 2009. Let that sink in a little bit.
By a terrible team.
Yeah. This team last year was awful, the Lions, after Stafford got hurt, right? Awful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did they get shut out?
No.
No.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. As bad as that team was, they competed not only without their best player on the team, which is the quarterback, and competed without several other key members of the team last year, they at least remained competitive in the second half of the season. They didn't win anything, yeah, but they were competitive. The game Sunday, the Lions were not competitive in any facet of the game, offense, defense, or special teams. That game that's not one that you can just throw, we had a bad game. You can't do that because they haven't had enough good games where you can say, it's okay, we'll just blow this one off. No, it's a bad team, and that was an awful representation of what this franchise should be about, and I think that's going to send a message, a loud one, to Sheila Hamp about what has to happen. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it and understand frustration overall with ownership in the organization. I was wondered if this is a, hey, they're not going to fire him, or a, hey, they didn't fire him yet. But okay, wonder if you saw this, Gator, because I was a little surprised when Kang told me. Kang, you saw it with your own eyes. It's something that we've kind of used as a barometer for where this team stands. Gator, last night, ESPN's coverage of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
They made the graphic.
Still in the graphic.
They made the graphic. They're still on the graphic. What's the graphic? It's teams in the hunt or playoff picture or whatever you call it. There'll be the four division leaders listed, and then they'll list the three wild cards as they stand right now, and then the in the hunt, and they put other teams on their graphic. And the Lions are still on the graphic. They're still on the graphic. You know what, and the thing is, they probably should be. They're two games behind who, Gator? Arizona. And guess what? They own the tiebreaker over Arizona. Now, I can't look at this schedule and look at this team, and even I can barely concoct a way that this can be. The only thing that I can possibly say is, Galladay's back, Flowers is back, Swift is back, Amendola's back, and stay healthy the rest of the way.
Yeah, and yet 16 guys are on the injured list right now for this game listed for Sunday.
Yeah, but I think 16. Only, I think
there are various degrees of what can be. I mean, they miss parts of practice. Some are more serious than others, but, you know, Swift isn't out of protocol yet.
Swift, Amendola, Hand, Okuda all were no practice. Everyone else was limited. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, Galladay was limited last week too, and he didn't play. So we'll see how it goes. But I think it's amazing that there's that many players. But as far as them being on the graphic last night, the interesting thing to me when you look at that graphic is which one of these is not like the other. They show the division leaders, and there's Philadelphia at 3-6-1, and the teams that aren't on the in the hunt list that legitimately should be there ahead of the Lions
that are in
the Giants, the Cowboys, and Washington football team that are all there at 3-7, sitting a half game out of the division lead. Those are the teams that should be in the hunt, not the Lions at 4-6.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Paul and Davidson. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
All right, Paul.
I just was going to ask you guys, did they even get into the red zone?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's grounds for firing, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and the only play they had that was worth a darn was the trick play, the flea flicker that would have been a touchdown if, you know, Marvin Jones hadn't covered up T.J. Hockenson on the line of scrimmage, thus a penalty and eliminating that play. And that was, what, a 50-yard pass or whatever. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what that game was on Sunday.
I think the Fords need to be stricter. If we haven't won a playoff game, we haven't won a Super Bowl, that's why you have to be stricter. And you have to say, hey, look, you got nothing done. At the end of the day, what do we got? Nothing. You know, I don't know. I just feel like
we
haven't won any games. Like, we haven't won a Super Bowl. We have to be stricter. We have to be firmer. I mean, I don't see any other way.
Do you think they're gone at the end of the year? Do you believe the change will be made?
I want him gone today. I've been saying get rid of him now, and Quinn. I've been saying that last year, though, too. You can just tell. You can just tell that the whole flow of the game is different. It's just, I don't know.
Do you care if an interim person, if they rally behind some interim coach that does a better job, they win some games? Is that a worst-case scenario?
It's a spark.
Do you want a spark?
Something that we can look forward to, because this isn't it.
Do you want a spark?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. I want something to look forward to. I really do.
Okay, because I'm just intrigued that is, if you want a new regime, wouldn't you want the regime to have as much as they can to work with, which would include a better draft pick?
Yeah, there's that too, I guess, yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of the catch-22 of the whole conversation.
How about this, though? I find it interesting that the players, when they're talking about it, are so united in their support of their head coach, right? I mean, in years past, you see cracks, you've seen the shakiness of, I mean, just go back to last year. It was clear that there were some players that were not on board with Matt Patricia, and they found themselves out of town. It seems like everyone to a man is defending Matt Patricia. So if you're going to fire Patricia now and fire Bob Quinn now, I think that sends an awfully strong message that, hey, you know what, players? It's great that you support your coach, but we didn't think he was good enough. And what do you think that says about how we think about you right now, that you're not good enough? So either it lights a fire in those players to step up and play better, or it's going to turn those players and make a, you know, to turn them to quit, if you will, or to not play nearly as hard and give as much effort. And then the Lions will actually be worse in the future for the rest of the season than what they were under Patricia, which might benefit every Lions fan out here because that would solidify a better draft position.
See, as far as I agree with you, by the way, this team is definitely behind Patricia 100%. I mean, the problem with that is he handpicked all these players. Of course they're going to be behind him 100%. Like, that doesn't mean much to me. He couldn't get guys to believe in him that weren't picked by him. I have an issue with that. He couldn't get Darius Slay on board. He couldn't get other guys on board. That's the bigger issue. Yeah, when you get all former Patriots to come here, yeah, dude, you liked them. They liked you. They're going to support you. So that doesn't do much for me. And as far as the catch-22 thing you brought up, Doug, it just lit a light bulb on top of my head, because everyone wants a better draft pick, right?
Yep.
You want the new regime to have better, more picks, higher picks, all that stuff.
Yep.
But if the rest of the team is crap, what does that really do? Now, as far as, because that caller brought up, he wants to see a spark. I'm not saying go out and win a bunch of games, but if you see Swift is really good, right? Or Okuda steps it up, you still want the new regime to have players that are on the field right now that you can build from, not just draft picks, right? So, because if this team's full of crap, it's going to take forever. You need some building blocks.
So you'd be
lose
cool.
The rest of the
lose,
way, but
they
got to
show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what if the new coach, what if an interim coach comes in and starts to win? Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Hope everybody's got good, safe Thanksgiving plans. Putting them together. The Gators going to be a little different this year, but including the football game, which, by the way, I mean, that's. I think it hits every weekend, right? There's a home game and you can't go, for all the people that love going to Lions games. But I think it really hits this Thursday. It's such a family tradition for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, between the parade and the game, those are two huge traditions for people, and it sucks. Even people that don't go to the game, they would go down to tailgate. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, Detroit's a pretty hearty tailgate town, and I know that people really, really do enjoy that, going out to the market out there and tailgating out there. But it sucks. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough. I think this is the toughest week that we've had in years. Really.
Well, you know what?
When you think about it, which might only be topped by Christmas coming up, but hopefully things are a little bit better by then. But this week sucks for so many reasons. You've got that. You've got the biggest bar night in America that happens the night before Thanksgiving, tomorrow night, that's not taking place. You know, you got friends that come in from out of town for Thanksgiving that maybe you're not seeing this year. You got maybe yourself, you like to go out of town to go see your family somewhere else, and that's not happening this year for a lot of people. And, you know, even if your family's in town, it's, you know, you're making plans to maybe to not see them and to do things virtually, which it's all brutal. It's all brutal. You just try to make the best of it.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Guy in Woodhaven. You're next. Hi, Guy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Good. I've got a quick comment, and then I have a question for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
My comment, I don't want to see a spark right now. I am perfectly happy with waiting things out, let it go the rest of the season, hope for a better draft pick come next spring, and then we see a bonfire at the end of this season and seeing Patricia and Quinn gone. My question for the two of you, because of how many different teams that there are that are really bad in the NFL this year, and those teams that could possibly be looking for another new head coach at the end of this season, how much do you think that might influence Sheila Ford-Hemp's actions in trying to find a new GM and a new head coach for next year? I'm assuming, of course, that she's going to fire Patricia and Quinn at the end of this season.
I think it's a fair question to ask.
But it seems to me like there's going to be a number of teams looking for new head coaches.
I think there are going to be a number of teams looking for a new head coach. I don't know how many of those teams are looking for a new general manager, but some of them might as well. That's one of the reasons why it would benefit you to fire both of those guys ASAP so that you get a head start on that. And certainly to get a head start on the GM, if you're going to empower somebody to make a head coaching change, you better do something quickly, because when the end of the season comes, coaches get snatched up like that. And
right.
I guess, you know what, as we're talking this out, it's imperative, I think, that they make a firing of the general manager ASAP.
I guess the one thing I'd say is I don't know that you need to get this early a jump. Need to get this early a jump. It's perfectly fine if you decide, hey, we want to get a jump. But I don't want them waiting. I don't want them to be amongst the last to decide they move on. If they're going to move on, it's okay to do it with a couple weeks left. It's okay. That's fine. I still think it's going to get done. I made a comment earlier in the year about people being in a fired position that need to coach their way out of it. And that is, applying to more than one local team. If, hey, we're giving you the rope, prove us wrong. Like, we're giving you the chance here, and because we don't want to make any changes till the off season, we're giving you, but be ready to move quickly. Don't dally. Don't, like, if have identified who your guys are and get word to their agents right away. Because remember when they had to wait for Patricia? This is one thing I'd never liked, because they had to wait for Patricia because Patricia was going on playoffs, to coaching. Yeah. They were coaching New England through the playoffs. I do think there's something to be said if you get a guy that can start hiring their staff right away. You don't want to be in February going out to look for staff when other guys have gotten their start in early January, you know?
Well, this is why I think it's more important to fire the GM right now. You need to get the search for a new GM right away, because you want to give that guy the opportunity to form his list of candidates for the job, so that you're not, looking all over the place willy-nilly at the end when you're scrambling because other teams are in the same position. You would hope that you've got somebody already in mind, but I think that has to happen real quick.
Let's go to Michael in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Michael.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think that part of the problem is all of us who are fans. I'm not a Lions fan, full disclosure. But some franchises are just sick franchises. The Atlanta Hawks, Toronto Maple Leafs, California Angels, never have done anything and probably never will. And part of the problem is not recognizing that. And to hear people call in and say they don't want a spark, they don't want an interim coach, they don't, you want to tank for a draft pick? What good's that going to do you? You can't draft. Like, part of the problem, the first step is recognizing the problem. People in this market are addicted, and their dope is hope. There is no hope. You have to cut out the cancer. These guys, there was a report.
So what's your solution?
Yeah, I'm fascinated.
Well,
this is
okay. Well,
it's
there
be
was
something
a report
revolutionary
that Patricia was about to get fired if he lost to the Redskins. You guys hear about that?
Not from anybody credible.
Well, my point is, if you get to the point where you're going to fire your coach if he loses his next game, then fire him now because he's not that good of a coach. There is absolutely zero reason that Patricia and Quinn are allowed to continue with their job. Zero reason.
So
the solution is to fire them immediately. And no coach is a great football coach until he is. Belichick wasn't a genius until he was. And my solution would be, look outside the box. You want to sit around and wait to hire some guy that's been fired by somebody else? Oh, yeah, that sounds smart. I look at Seattle. Now, I know normally NCAA coaches fail, but Pete Carroll didn't. So I might think outside the box. That's my suggestion. Thanks for that.
What is your suggestion?
You've gone this far, so
what's the suggestion?
Pete Carroll?
No, I would call Nick Saban right away. I think you need somebody that's going to come in here.
There you go.
You say go find a proven coach in college.
But don't go get a guy who's been fired elsewhere.
But you just laughed when I named Nick Saban. That's why
we laughed because it took you that long to get to that point. I don't think we disagree necessarily. No. I mean, if they want to go, you want to go and hire a college coach. I'm not opposed to that. Hire somebody who's got some juice. How about Urban Meyer? I mean,
Urban Meyer's not going to sit on that college football desk every Saturday forever.
That's what I just said. I'm making that suggestion. I'm saying, so why not hire Urban Meyer? It's the same thing. Yeah,
I don't want to get wrapped up in any way on how annoying that guy was when he made a decent point, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't want to get too wrapped up in how incredibly holier than thou he was and lecturing all of us because he made a decent point. But I would say this. I have no problem with them looking at a college coach, A. B is, I don't know what the hell he was talking about with people not wanting a spark, and then if they're going to fire him at the end of the year and go get a college coach, what difference does it make when they fire him? I mean, they still have to finish the year.
We had the previous caller had mentioned that he didn't want to see a spark from this team.
Yes.
I disagree with that completely. Now, I don't want the spark to lead to like victory after victory and ruin the draft standing. What I do want is what we talked about. I want to see a spark from Jeffrey Okuda, that he looks like, okay, things are clicking. He's getting better and better every week. He's looking like he was the best cornerback in the draft, hands down, and they didn't make a mistake with that pick. That's what I want to see. I want to see DeAndre Swift have a couple more 100-yard rushing games or have a couple 100-yard rushing games and show me that that's the guy. I want to see that that left side of the offensive line is completely intact, that they can keep their quarterback upright, and that they've got something going there with Jackson and the rest. I'd like to see Logan Stenberg get a couple starts here at the end of the season at right guard, and maybe he could be a future piece on the right side. You know, those are the things you're looking for. The Penasini's the right guy that they didn't miss on that draft pick. Those are the things that you want to see from a spark. Now, all of those things aren't going to happen. And if all those things did happen, if every draft pick that he made all of a sudden starts to show something, well, then you'd have a case that maybe Bob Quinn doesn't deserve to be fired. And Lord knows that's not what I want. But you do want to see little things. At the very least, please tell me that Okuda's good.
I know.
And not an abject failure and like the biggest miss that this organization has had since Charles Rogers.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. We started this because I was a little curious as to really the motivation behind Sheila Ford Hamp being named Chump of the Weekend. Look, if you was it because she didn't fire him before like Monday morning, or was it because people don't think they're going the Fords are going to make a change? And I understand the skepticism. We are intrigued to see if she's going to be any different and move quicker or make some better hires than have historically been made by this organization. But I'm holding out hope, which I guess the last caller hates. I do think it'll be interesting to see how she handles this. But texts are flying in, phone calls as well. 248-539-9797. Alex is next. What's up, Alex?
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, so I think she should have already fired him. I really do. I just think this has got to be over. We got to stop the nonsense. And like you guys mentioned earlier, I mean, in a lot of cases, I disagree with the other caller that said that, like, in family regimes, or maybe it's your production guy, things don't change. I think in a lot of cases, things do change, especially in these types of families. I understand when there's like a local heating business or something, and it's like they're upper middle class and it changes, and we got to do what dad did. But when you have some like rich, entitled people, a lot of times they want to take charge and put their own, hey, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and this I'm going to make a name for myself mark. And that happens at a lot of companies with the juniors. And I don't know where she's going to go. I don't have faith in the Ford family owning that team because they've done such a poor job already. But I will say who I want them to hire. Louis Riddick has always, another front office guy, I understand the whole connotation there. But Louis Riddick has always had the most intelligent things to say about the Detroit front office. Everything that ails them, all their personnel moves, he's got front office experience. And I think that, of all the people I've seen, you get to jump on it, hire him. He's going to have other friends. You're going to have like a Mayock and Gruden situation.
Okay, you're talking about for the GM role. Okay, so here's the thing about Louis Riddick. Louis Riddick does have a background as a scout, as a director of pro personnel, as a director of personnel with Washington and Philadelphia. He's had multiple roles in the front office. So he's got that experience. I think his TV demeanor tells us a lot about how he would interview. I think he would interview great. I think if he sat down, I think he would interview great. He clearly does his homework. I have no problem with Louis Riddick being a candidate.
He's a guy that gets, I think, three check pluses from Doug, myself, and also Kang. I think we all like Louis Riddick a lot. Now, I think he should absolutely be interviewed for the job. Does he get it? I don't know. But that's an interview that would happen in my mind.
I haven't believed in the Lions front office in a long time. I don't believe in the Ford family as owners. I think you have, the NFL strives for parity across the board, yet it's the same six teams who are in it every single time. And so, to me, it's an ownership issue. It always will be, and they probably will forever suck. However, if they can pull something like that off, if a new young member of the family comes in, takes charge and hires somebody that I think is intelligent, that we all pay attention to it, obviously, and we all think it would be a dynamite hire. I mean, if they do something like that that makes perfect sense and clarity, I might have a little faith, and I think a lot of the fan base may have a little more faith in what's happening
Front office. Now, some people just know him as a TV guy, right? He was an executive before this. And if you look at two successful hires recently, have gone down a very, very scary path for people in Detroit, because Mike Mayock, who got hired as a GM of the Vegas Raiders, Oakland now Vegas Raiders, had no front office experience. He played GM on TV. He was a really good TV presence. John Lynch, right, no previous GM experience, hired as GM of the San Francisco 49ers. No previous experience in a front office, just a TV guy. He's built a pretty solid team. Then Matt Millen, the guy we hired, put together literally the worst team in the history of the NFL. Riddick at least has experience.
Right. Well, and the Lions are the first one kind of dipped their toe into that pool, so they chose poorly. It took a long time before another guy got an opportunity. But to the point with Mayock, the first couple moves they made, I don't know if Mayock was there at that point, or if this was Mayock there from day one with Gruden?
No.
Or if these were Gruden moves. But
he was not there since day one.
Okay, so was Gruden was responsible for saying, Khalil Mack, we'll see you later.
Yep.
Amari Cooper, we'll see you later.
Yep.
Those were massive moves to make that took giant huevos to do, and that were widely panned throughout the league. How could you give up Khalil Mack? And look what they turned it into. I mean, that is a good-looking franchise right now with a lot of really good young players, and it took bold-ass moves like that to happen. And I mean, Kang, am I wrong? We all like Lewis Riddick.
Well, I think I've been. I was the first one to pat myself on the back here for years.
Make sure you do that.
Yes, absolutely. Because if you don't, you know, if you don't credit yourself, nobody else will.
Yeah.
So, but before they hired Bob Quinn, I wanted them to look at Lewis Riddick. I'm a big fan of Lewis Riddick. Always have been. As far as the big splash trade moves, yeah, those are big cojones to do those moves. But then you got to follow them up with the right picks. You know what I mean? Yep. Anyone can trade guys and get a bunch in return, but if you don't do anything in return, you're going to say, why did you trade that guy away, right? The caller confused me a little bit, though, because he started off the call saying, we got to give basically Sheila Ford Hamp a chance because she might be different from her parents, right? Mm-hmm. But then he goes, I don't trust the Ford family at all. So I didn't understand. I mean, it sounded contradicting a little bit to me there.
I think he was speaking. I actually think I'm conflicted. Like, I think it's totally plausible that the kid taking over is going to do things differently.
Of course it is.
I also understand... You know, it's still the Ford family.
Yeah, and in the days of analytics and all that stuff, the probability of someone who's taking the ownership over from their dad or mom or whoever is most likely they'll run similar.
Let me put it to you like this.
Doesn't mean it's a given.
No, it's not a given, and I'm holding out a degree of hope that things will be different. But, hey, man, times are changing, Kang. Get with the program. She could be changing. We'll see. 248-539-9797.
It's also seemingly different when you go with that. Well, they're going to hand things over to the son or the daughter, and that person's like, you know, 50 years old or 40 years old. This is not that situation.
No, it's not. Let's go to Martin on a cell. You're next here on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Martin.
Boys. How we doing?
Hey, Martin. How are you?
Good. This got SOL all over it. Lions are going to win on Thursday. Those boys are not going to get fired. And I will even put a bet. They might not even get fired up the end of the year.
Well, okay, hold on.
Hang on. Get rid of the word might, and you got some teeth.
What's the bet?
If you throw the word might, it means nothing.
You're going to bet? Are you going to bet?
They will not get fired. I will shoot the damn boot. They won't get fired. At the end of the year.
There it is.
Okay.
That's because
there
the
Bulls
are cheap. No problem. But they're going to win this Thursday. They're going to demolish Houston for some odd reason on Thanksgiving Day. They're going to be talking about, oh, he's on the hot seat. He wins back. There goes that little graph thing. The Lions are a game behind in the playoffs. And they're going to go 7-8, 8-8, or whatever it is. And them boys are back. And they're going to give you the COVID excuse. Another year with these boys.
All right. Well, you know, I appreciate that you as Gator said, you put some teeth in it. You said because you originally said might, and you stepped up. So good for you. We will put a flag in this, Martin, and revisit it in a few weeks.
And one more thing, I agree with you guys. If they get anybody, Lewis Riddick is the guy. Imagine this guy turns this organization around. Will be GM of the year in 1 year or 2 years if he turns this place around.
Well, I mean,
wait a second. Is this Canadian, Martin? Did you say organization?
He kind of did.
This is Chaldea. There ain't nothing organized about this Arab.
I don't know. He said organization like you're a Canadian, Martin. I just want to make sure we got the right Martin here.
You know, I'm eating a little something Whopper while I'm talking to you guys and driving to work. But I'm just saying that's the guy I would take him in a heartbeat. I would take him now. That's how much I love that guy. Class act from top to bottom. That guy will work out for our organization.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Martin, we got you on the record.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.